Welcome to the Handyman Hustle. Motivate, elevate, educate you and your handyman hustle. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another episode of the Handyman Hustle. I am your host, Joseph the Handyman. On today's episode, I will be discussing a marketing strategy that I have used in my own business to obtain new customers. When I first started in the handyman business, I depended highly on referrals and word of mouth to obtain new customers. As a part-time business, this seemed to keep me busy enough after work and on the weekends. As I grew, I wanted to take a part-time job into a full-time business that I really enjoyed. As more and more handyman-type businesses opened up in my area, I quickly realized that it will be harder and harder to keep depending on that method to obtain new clients. I first tried paying for leads through third-party lead providers like Thumbtack, Yelp, and Angie Leads, which I found out was very expensive and didn't generate the stable results I wanted for long-term growth. For those that haven't tried third-party lead providers, let me elaborate. The way third-party lead providers work is by setting up a vendor profile, uploading pictures of the work you have done on that profile, and then getting reviews to establish your credibility. Once you do that, you can set a monthly budget on how many leads you want to generate on a weekly or monthly basis. Your budget that you set can range anywhere from $100 to $300 per week, and normally they bill you out monthly for the leads that they've generated. Keep in mind that this is just to get a lead or to get the phone to ring, but there is no guarantee that the lead will actually convert into a paying customer. Using these services, here is what I found. The leads are not exclusive to you or your business. This is the most expensive way to obtain a new client. These leads are not qualified in any type of way, so you may pay for and get a lead for services you don't provide, even though the third-party lead provider will make all these promises that they do qualify their leads. For short-term growth, they do provide a constant method of generating new opportunities to obtain new business. They can help fill in gaps in your work schedule where you may be slower. They can also help give you more exposure so you can see what people are looking for in your area. Third-party lead providers are a good way to build short-term growth, even though they do cost more to do so. For long-term growth, one of the methods I also implemented early on was working with a local marketing professional. This agency implemented a plan to grow my online presence through SEO, or known as search engine optimization. This is a marketing strategy in which the agency you work with will actively work to keep your business ranked on the first page of Google search results, as Google has become one of the most dominant search engines in the world. They do this by creating a website that is designed with keywords, phrases, blogs, pictures, services that you offer, locations, and areas you serve. They combine all that information and use an algorithm to help people find your business based on the services you offer or the keywords that the person is searching for. This method does take time to generate leads and does cost more money up front to build a website, but can reduce your costs to obtain a new customer substantially by generating more organic leads, which will be cheaper than third-party lead providers. The typical cost to have a professional website made by a marketing agency can vary between $1,500 to as much as $3,000, but you own the website and the domain name. You will also have to pay a monthly monitoring fee of anywhere between $400 and $900 a month. This fee normally covers things such as maintenance of the website, changes you wanted implemented on the website, updated keywords to keep you ranked, and also includes a monthly reporting system to see how the work they are doing is generating you more business. Most agencies can also combine their SEO services, which produce organic leads, with paid lead services using platforms like Google Ads, Facebook Ads, etc. to obtain new customers. I would recommend starting this service first, then the third-party lead providers, as this does take time to see results. Once you see the SEO working and generating your organic leads, you can stop or reduce the amount of paid for leads you are getting through ads and or third-party lead providers. This method has been working for us in reducing our cost to obtain new customers. It's helped us grow our business, and it also gives us a professional image when customers go to our website. We were able to integrate our website and our CRM together so that way customers can contact us, request online estimates, and take a look at all the services that we offer, which also helps us gain new business. We believe that having a website created in this professional manner is key to long-term growth and success. This concludes this episode of The Handyman Hustle. Please feel free to leave a comment or reach out to us at www.josephthehandyman.net. Do what you love, love what you do, motivate, educate, elevate you and your handyman hustle. Until we speak again.